Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, ma'am. I received a advertisement in the mail, and I was just calling the number on the on there to find out what the details in regard to this.
Oh, great. Okay. Is there a 16-digit? Yeah, 16-digit reservation number.
2311-1901-0001-3108.
Okay. Let me pull your information up. And I have Arnold International.
Correct.
Okay. Am I speaking with John Arnold?
Correct.
Okay, great. And John, what is the number that you are calling from right now?
My cell phone.
Okay. And what is that number?
410-924-9997.
9997. Okay, great. Okay, perfect. And I have a P.O. box for the business, P.O. box 497 in Denton, Maryland. Is that
yes,
still?
Ma'am.
Okay. And
that's our permanent address. Actually, we have a warehouse in another state, but that's not relevant right at the moment, I don't think.
This is your permanent address?
Yeah, that's P.O. box 497 is our permanent address. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you say the warehouse is in a different state?
Yeah, Delaware.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And then I'm showing the you've had the business from around 2001?
No, ma'am. Our business was established in 1996.
Okay. Perfect. And what does the business do exactly?
What do we do? We're a warehouse distributor. And, well, actually, we're an importer, warehouse distributor, and that's basically it.
Okay. Is there a specific type of product that you're importing?
Automotive use products, mostly. Some parts, or some replacement parts. We also import some tools. We assemble certain small items used in the marine industry. That's about it.
Okay. Perfect. So what we had sent out to you is an offer for financing, and we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Yeah. Well,
and can you hear me okay?
Frankly, yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, great.
I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Hello? I think, it's a little low on my end, but I think it's probably
Can you hear me better now?
It sounds about the same. Yeah, okay. I think it'll be fine. I can hear you.
Okay. I'm on my cell phone. I'm using earphones because I am hard of hearing. This helps me to hear better here.
Mm-hmm.
And the microphone may not be that great.
Okay.
But I saw you have a lot of different programs.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, we do have some loans. We'd like to not secure, but we'd like to consolidate those loans.
Okay.
And we'd like to get on a monthly payment basis so that we can, if we could have it over a 3 or 5 year term loan, that would be wonderful. But I need to understand a little bit more about your programs before we could possibly commit to anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of the loans that you have right now, what type of loans are these?
What do you mean, what type of loans?
What are the loans that you're looking to consolidate? Are they for equipment? Are they unsecured capital loans? Are they...
They are unsecured capital loans, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We do not own the warehouse. We rent the warehouse that we're in. Our business is a little bit seasonal, not really, really, really seasonal, but there are certain times of the year that we're much busier than we are other times. And so that requires us to build some inventory.
Sure.
And As you may or may not be aware, customers in this economic situation that we're in here in the United States is they've gone to paying very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that eats up a lot of interest as far as we're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
We have recently made corrections on that, and we're not going to supply them if they don't pay as agreed.
Right.
So, but that's correcting past mistakes.
Okay. So in
so
terms
what,
of
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go
yeah,
ahead.
That's okay. In terms of those loans, and you said how many of those loans
do you
have right now?
Not one. We have one loan.
Oh, you have one. Okay.
Yeah. we have used our credit cards too. To finance things. So. If you counted those, there's more than one. But actually, unsecured loan is the one.
Okay.
One loan. Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what the balance is on that loan?
I'm not sure. About $38,000, somewhere along there.
Okay. And what was the original loan amount on that?
Well, it was the first time it was like $56,000,
mm-hmm.
and then when it was paid down to about half the loan amount,
mm-hmm.
it was refinanced and
okay.
another $30,000 was added. So
okay.
it's been, I guess, total about $60,000 over a period of maybe two and a half years or whatever.
Okay, and what is the original term length when you did this loan? Was it like a 12-month term?
17 months.
17 months, okay. And you know who that was with?
With a daily withdrawal.
Okay. And do you know who that's with?
Yes, ma'am. Should I tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, Cane Capital.
Okay. Perfect. Excuse me.
So
okay.
are you guys similar to Cane Capital or?
Not really. I mean, yes and no. We've been around for about 13, 14 years. We're a commercial lender, so we offer equipment financing over 2 to 5 year terms. We do have some programs where we can do secured capital loans over 2 to 5 year terms if we have really good equipment. But we also offer unsecured working capital. And so
right.
That would probably be similar. But we have different terms, and I think a lot of our rates may be better. And we also offer weekly and monthly paybacks for
right.
some programs.
Right.
So we don't have just one program. We have a lot of different programs, which is really
right.
nice.
Sure.
But I guess what I want to know so that we can make sure this is going to be a good fit for you is what's going to be the most important to you in terms of, you know, are you looking for the longest term? Do you want just the best overall payback? Is it important to not have the daily payment? What's kind of your ideal situation? I can, you know, let you know if we can,
all
know,
of the above.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sure you've heard that many times, but
yeah, I mean,
in fact, we do. You know, ma'am, we operate on a very, I wouldn't say a low margin, say,
mm-hmm.
but we're not exorbitant. We're not making two
yeah.
or three times.
But
by the same token, so we do have to watch our P's and Q's and watch
sure.
you know. And watch the pennies, and so terms are very important. We would prefer a monthly.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to accept a weekly, but definitely
okay.
not a daily.
Okay,
and,
got it.
And we need a very competitive interest rate.
Sure.
You know.
What about the term length?
Actually,
is that something that's?
Well, the term length. We could accept 2 years probably or 3 years.
Okay.
But I mean, if it's only we're only talking about a year, that might be a little bit overbearing.
Okay, when you might be too short.
Overwhelming, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Without going into my computer and generating a report, mm-hmm. I'm going to say it was roughly $610,000.
Okay.
Total gross revenue.
Okay. Perfect. And then this year, what are you on track to do? What have you been averaging the past few months monthly?
Probably a little more than that. Hang on, if you'll hang on just a second, I can
sure.
give you an idea of about this year. Let's see here. Da, da, da. So right now we're at roughly $200,000. So we're about on the same course for last year, I guess, actually.
Okay. Perfect. So I do have a program. Typically what would happen is we, in order to pay off the existing balance, we need you to net 50% of the funding. Does that make sense?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. So if you had $39,000, then roughly we'd have to give you a loan for about $80,000 or, you know, $78,000 to make that work. And so
sure.
We're going to be right in that range because we can lend, it's usually 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue. So you're going to be
okay.
Right there on that top mark. Because
okay.
What we want to do is pay off that balance and give you a new loan.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So do you know on the loan they originally gave you, so on, say, the original loan amount was $56,000, and then what was the overall payback on that loan, do you know? Before you renewed it?
Yeah, they require you get down to 50%.
Okay, but I mean, what were they charging you for the overall cost of the loan on the 56?
Okay.
That which was the original loan amount?
I can hang on just a second and I can tell
okay.
you that. Sorry, I don't keep all those figures in my head.
That's okay. And then, John, is the best number for the business 479-8377?
No, ma'am.
No, okay.
That was a long time ago.
Okay. Do you have a better number?
Yes. Well, our office number is 302-266-4441. And, of course, then my cell phone.
Okay, great.
All right. Here's the skinny on the first loan.
Mm-hmm.
It was dated October 9th, 2014.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah. And the principal amount was $56,140.
Mm-hmm.
The repayment amount was $75,221.98.
Okay. And that was over 17?
Maturity date was 524 days after the effective date.
524 days. Okay. So 524
okay.
by 22.
They don't tell you. They don't
that's
tell
actually,
you a rate on here, ma'am.
That's actually a 23-month term. Do they offer that?
Well, what they do, what they're saying, it's actually 17 months. What they do is they take a deduct every business day, right?
Right.
5 days a week. And
right.
But it was amortized at $201.13 per day.
$201 a day. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, when it was renewed.
Okay.
It was paid down to about half.
Okay.
Of that. And they renewed it for up to $64,120.
Okay.
And also the same 17-month term, is that that's what they're saying. Also 524 days after the effective date. And the repayment amount was $83,035. So
what was the loan amount on that one?
$64,120.
Okay. Okay. And that's the same term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So okay. I think, you know, we do have some programs weekly, monthly, and then how is your personal credit?
739, 740, 750, whatever in that range.
Oh, good. That'll definitely help us, yeah.
You can check it with the three credit agencies there.
Perfect. Yeah, so because you definitely have more options with, you know, if your credit is on the higher end. So.
Well, you know, to make a long story short, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm tired of working for other people. I've been, you know, I'm paying back all this stuff and working without salary and just, you know. I'm paying all this stuff out in interest. Now, that's not all the fault of Can Capital, although they're not. There's certainly no big brother in this whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the fault of some of my customers who pay very slowly and have cost me dearly when it comes to that. So it's not just. I'm not just saying Can Capital has been robbing me. That's not the case. I took the loan with my eyes wide open and.
Right.
So anyway, that's the story. So what I need is to know if you can help me get into a better situation where we can begin having more profit and having some left over to finance expansion and the whole nine yards, you know.
Yeah. So we have all different programs, and like I said, we have some programs that are going to have a better rate overall. And we have some programs that are going to go a little bit longer than what you have now. And we also have the weekly and the monthly. So I think it wouldn't hurt for us to see what we can get approved for you and compare it to what you have now and, you know, see if it's going to be a better fit.
Okay. Excuse me.
Based off the information you've given me, I think that we can hit on a lot of these items that you're not happy with, you know.
Okay.
Are we gonna get all three? I don't know, but if we get two out of three, that might be really good. You know, might improve your situation.
All right. Well, can you let me know, or what do you need from me to proceed?
So I need a few items from you. Excuse me. And I can email it to you. What is a good email address for you?
Mike@ArnoldInternational.com.
Mike@ArnoldInternational.com. Okay.
So, Arnold International Inc. And there is an INC on the end.
Okay.
ArnoldInternationalInc.com.
Got it. Okay. So I will send you an email in about 10 minutes with what I need. And it's a one-page application. 6 months business bank statements and your most recent tax return. Once I get that, then we can look at some different options. I usually can have some options for you within a day. And then if it looks good, we can have you funded within a day or two after that.
Okay. All right. I'll look for you in the email. I probably won't get it done today, ma'am. It probably will not be until Monday that I'll have an opportunity to sit down and look at it in detail. So, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. I'll send this over shortly and we can go from there. And I'll
Okay.
probably touch base with you on Monday as well. Just make sure you received everything.
Yeah, Monday afternoon probably is the best.
Okay. Sounds
Okay.
good. Well, thank you. You have a
Thank
nice
you.
weekend.
Okay. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.